Get ready to drop the puck, take a free throw, and step up to the plate. It's time for the Metro East Sports Podcast on lineupmedia.fm.
From the Lineup Media Studios, welcome to the Metro East Sports Podcast, season number 2, show number 49. Getting close to the end of the year here. Recorded on Monday, December 27th, 2021, just a couple days after Christmas. If you celebrated Christmas, I hope you had a good one. Thanks to partners, Cassin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Callaway Home Loans, Keller Williams Marquee, Jeb and Ginger Blasting Game, Integrity Spine and Joint Center, Front Office Fiduciary Network, and Oak Brook Golf Club, where I played golf today. Not very well, but I played. We're talking all things sports in the Metro East. I'm Dave Leip. Impressive guest list tonight. All MESPY winners. Coach Byron Geddes, O'Fallon Football, 8A Team of the Year, and his star, Chris Caldwell, 8A Player of the Year, Football Player of the Year. Guest number one, golf coach from Jabot High School, Steve Berghager. And one of his top players, Trey Fabier. I've been practicing that name for the last half hour. Make sure I got it right. How'd I do, Trey?
You did pretty good. Better than most.
Really? All right. Before I get to Coach Berghager and Fabier, we got the Germans and the French and the Spanish covered there. I mean, that's awesome. We're feeling international tonight.
There we go.
Three things you can do to help. Number one, subscribe to our podcast. It's free and you love it. Number two, follow us in all of our social media platforms. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. If you're not following us on one of those, you need to. Please. You're going to love it. You're going to see pictures and all kinds of cool stuff. And check us out on YouTube. If you don't get on YouTube and check out this interview, you will never know that Steve Berghager looks exactly like Dennis Quaid.
Oh, that's a good one. I've never been told that before.
New feature, Integrity Spine and Joint Center Team of the Month. Could be a park and rec team, could be a middle school team, a high school team, you name it. Belleville East Girls Tennis was our Team of the Month for October. Muscoota Football for November. To nominate a Team of the Month, send your suggestion to mespdave@gmail.com. Please put Team of the Month in the subject line. All right, guys, let's get to it. 1A MESPY winners for Golf Team of the Year, Jabot. Congrats, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Very honored.
A lot of competition in the area. Marquette was right there with you again this year. Althoff was good again this year. Father McGivney was right there again. Right. You know, was good again this year, right?
Yeah. Right, right.
So there's a lot of competition in 1A golf, but you guys, eighth place, second place at regional, eighth place at sectional. You tied McGivney at sectional, but ahead of them during the regular season. Finished ahead of them during the regular season. So great year. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
And Steve, Jabot has been good for a while in boys golf.
This was my eighth year at Jabot when I took it over, and we had seven players the first year, and currently totaled, we never had a girls team also. I started the girls team there. And so we have about 25 players now, thereabouts. I never cut anybody. I always want the kids come out and, you know, we'll go from there until the course says that's too much. We can't have it. This might be their only sport, you know, so I just don't like to cut.
You're a good guy. You know, it's tough to keep everybody in a sport like golf because, like you said, you only have so much space out there on the course, but so far you haven't maxed it out and made it awkward yet.
It's been pretty close a few times. We've had some, we share the course with Valmire and Waterloo. So you take two teams from each school. We got six teams competing out there. So we try to make it work. Mr. Ebler, Bill Ebler, the owner of Acorns Golf Course, has been very, very kind to us, to all the teams, actually.
That's really cool. You need golf course ownership that is pro high school golf.
And that's what they are.
In every community.
Yeah.
You need a couple that are like, okay, look, I'll get behind this. So where do you go? The Acorns?
We go to the Acorns, yes.
That's great. Yes. All right, let's talk to Trey. How old were you when you started playing golf?
I think I was around the age of 7, my very young start. Okay. So Yeah, my parents introduced it to me. My whole family's kind of in the game.
And so. You love it?
Yeah, I love it, absolutely.
Playing year-round?
Yeah, mostly, except when it's middle of winter and it's 30 degrees out.
So. Okay, yeah, I played today. It was good and warm today. Yeah, I played at Oak Brook Golf Club, and I would be remiss if I didn't say that the Golf Mespies are sponsored by Oak Brook Golf Club, so you guys get a free round of golf at Oak Brook, courtesy of the Surrey family, big supporters of local golf. And I know you guys have played at Oak Brook, right?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Okay. It can be a very challenging course. Yeah. The link side, I think, is a little tougher for me. All right. Trey, what's the strength of your game?
I like putting a lot. You know, I feel like I can show off on the green sometimes, especially the longer putts, because some people, they'll get to the green in two, you know, and they'll get there in three putt, and it's like, what are you doing? So
good for you. Yeah. So. I think most high school kids don't think putting is a strength. Yeah. What's your experience?
I tell these kids all the time, if you want to be successful, hit fairways, hit greens and two putt, and you can be a state champion. You can be an individual state champion. If you get lucky, you make some birdies out of that, you can be an individual state champion. So
okay. So what's your story with golf, Coach? When did you start?
I started playing. I worked at Shaggy's Pizza Parlor downtown, and a manager of mine, his name was Ray Anderson. He was Andy, and they named me Bergie. That's how I got my nickname. And we'd go out to a couple places. We went at what's the course in O'Fallon? They had just opened up. I'm losing track here.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Not Far Oaks.
No. It's there by the Air Force Base.
The Orchards?
No, not the Orchards. That was Dave Butts, one of the owners of that. Doggone it. Hey, O'Fallon plays there now.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's where we kind of was.
I'll text Chris Eddie.
We started there, and then would go to Grand Marias, would play.
Mm.
And just for fun. Back then it was all how far I could hit, how far I can hit it. And as the years got by, I quit playing golf in 87. I had back surgery and didn't start again until probably 2000, thereabouts.
From Shakey's Pizza.
Shakey's Pizza downtown.
To golf coaching. Are you a teacher at Jabot?
I am not. I'm a retired truck driver.
No kidding.
I scouted 18 years for the Padres and the Braves, actually. I was a bird dog scout, but I had assignments. Most bird dog scouts don't get a chance to go out of town and scout people. If they send you, they want your opinion. So I did that quite a bit.
So you were a bird dog scout,
right,
for Major League Baseball,
right?
For how many years?
18. Rich Hacker, if you remember Rich Hacker, he passed away not too long ago from leukemia. And I'm running blanks here. That was my start with the Padres. And then Stu Kahn was the scout that I worked for the Atlanta Braves for 12 years.
How about that? How did your background in baseball lend itself to getting involved with coaching golf?
Well, I remember I was assistant head coach at Jabot under Coach Andy Scare, and my AD comes walking up behind. We were in the middle of a baseball game, and he said, "Hey, I got to talk to you." He says, "How would you like to be the golf coach?" And I said, "Golf coach?" I said, "Can we talk a little bit later?" I said,
"So you were assistant baseball coach?"
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
You were assistant baseball coach,
right.
And then the AD walks up to you and says,
"They're in the middle of a game. They're in the middle of the game," and I'm like, "Can I talk to you later about it?" I said, and then he asked me again, and I said, "How about I let you know in about a week? I got to talk to my wife."
In an inning and a half.
Yeah.
Get me to the seventh inning.
Yeah, that's no lie. That's about what it was. So I said, I had to talk to my wife. So he calls me 2 days later, and he said, "I really need to have an answer." I said, "Yeah, I'll take it." So that's kind of how it started. My wife knows if I go into something, it's not, I don't go in it for, first of all, I don't go in it for an ego, and I don't halfway and do it. I put my whole self into it. That's just what I do. So,
and you're loving it.
I love what I love about golf is the one-on-one time you have with the kids. I coach to make a difference in a kid's life. That's why I do it. It's not about the money. I can tell you that.
Wow. So good for you. All right, Trey, Describe what it's like being on the team at Jabot.
When I came in as a freshman, it was great. I already knew two of the kids, the Bollinger brothers, and I went to grade school with them, and it's fun to see. And everyone as a team was really close. It was almost like family. And when you get out there and you're just having fun, it's really great. So.
Okay. All right, I'm going to talk. I want to ask you a few more questions about how you create this family atmosphere and how you are building these numbers and building this program. But first, I got to talk about Cassens Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Thanks to partner Cassens Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, the number one place to purchase a vehicle in the Metro East. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned car, check out Cassens inventory in person, where they've been for 25 years, or online at Cassens.com. Cassens has earned the highest ratings for customer service. Their expert staff is committed to making your car buying experience enjoyable, including convenient on-site financing. I've purchased 4 vehicles there. My daughter drives an IU Red Jeep Cherokee, and my wife and I are on our second Jeep Grand Cherokee. With over 80 years of experience in the Metro East, Cassens is the clear-cut leader for quality, service, and customer satisfaction. Go see Steve, Cliff, Holly, Greg, Bob, Mike, Tony, or Trent today. All right. You're talking about getting numbers. Your players are talking about making it like a family. How do you do that? It's easy to say we're going to do this. It's easy to say we're going to put our heart into it. What does it take? How do you do it?
The bottom line is having fun. I want the kids to have fun. There's no pressure. I know how tough it is to play golf. It's not an easy game. And I just don't put pressure on the kids. I think if you're sincere, the kids buy into it. I think if you do it for the right reasons, you know, they talk around school, I'm sure, because there's been new kids come out that didn't come out their freshman year and they end up coming up their sophomore or junior year. So I think that's probably a lot to do with this. And I'm around school. Even though I don't teach there, I'm around school a lot. I think Trey would tell you, you see me in the hallways, right?
Yeah, I do.
I'm always walking the hallways, you know, and I'm involved. I help out at school. I run the tickets, you know, people coming in for basketball games, and I go to all the girls' volleyball games, and I try to make the girls' basketball games. So I try to be there, you know, and because I do care. I care about our school. I grew up in North St. Louis, so and my school really is not there anymore.
What was your school?
Central High School. It was the oldest public high school west of the Mississippi at the time. I was a Central Red Wing, and that's been 1973 when I graduated.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah. If you go online to a YouTube video and look for Rundown St. Louis Schools High School, you can pull it up. It's about a 20-minute video or something like that. It's pretty sad the way it is. It was a 4-story building at one time.
In what town? In what?
St. Louis, North St. Louis.
Okay, but
St. Louis
Belfont
City.
Neighbor.
St. Louis City.
St. Louis City.
St. Louis City. Okay. Fairgrounds Park. It was probably 5 blocks from Old Sportsman's Park.
So how did you get involved with Jabot High School? Do you live in the community of Waterloo?
When I left St. Louis, I went to Waterloo, and currently I live in Valmire. So I've been there the whole time. All my kids graduated from Waterloo High School. And then my grandkids are graduating from Columbia High School.
All your kids went to Waterloo?
Yeah.
But now you're coaching at Jabot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bergie. Bergie.
I know.
Where's the loyalty?
I know. Well, there's still loyalty. I think back in the day, I think Jabot and Waterloo had a really fierce rivalry. I don't think it's as bad as it anymore. First of all, my expertise is baseball. So Coach Vogel at Waterloo is a good guy. You know, he coached my son in high school. And, I don't feel anything. I pull for all of our kids. I just want to see a good game. I want to see them give everything they got and have a good game.
You know what I see? I see you are mellow and you're seeing the big picture and you see that being a kid is tough and you want to give them support, right?
Exactly.
Do you think you were always this wise though? Do you think you'd have been like this if you were coaching, you know, when you were coaching baseball, were you the same gentle, grandfatherly type?
I think so, but my expertise again is infield. So if we're going to work at it, we're going to work at it. You know, that's just how I feel. You know, I'm still old school. I like to see kids run in and off, on and off the field. That's important to me because it's, I know one thing when I scouted and you go out, there's a lot of kids with equal talent, but then you look for the little things. What are those little things? Do they run on off the field? How are they with their teammates? How are they with umpires? How are they with the coaches? It's more than that. Those are the things that add up to make the quality baseball player. So
who's the biggest name you ever signed? Did you ever sign anybody?
We ever signed?
You personally.
Me, I don't sign.
I mean, not signed, but scouted. Who's the best talent you ever discovered where you called up the GM and you're like, hey, man, I just saw.
Well, Odorizzi was one. Jake Odorizzi was one.
There you go.
Josh Tolley. A friend of mine, Kenny Neiman, he's from Monterey Day. He lived in Breeze, and he said, you need to see this Tolley. Senior year, so I thought, okay, well, so we go to Muscoota. Rich Hacker and I went over to together, and oh my gosh, I was like, this kid hustled every single play. He was always in the right place. You can just tell he just loved the game, you know, and he just kind of wowed me. He didn't have the great arm because he kind of cupped the ball when he threw, like, and that was when we had our cross checker come in to look at him, that was the one thing he said too. But he blocked everything, you know, he was the heart and soul.
That's awesome. All right, I'm going to talk. We're going to talk more to Trey here in a second. But first, I got to mention that the MESPY that you won as 1A Boys Golf Team of the Year is presented by Oak Brook Golf Course. Located northeast of Edwardsville, Illinois, Oak Brook Golf Club is a family-owned 27-hole public golf facility. Their goal is to offer the highest quality golf experience for a reasonable fee. Oak Brook is consistently recognized for awards such as Friendliest Staff, Best Course to Host a Fundraiser, and Best Senior Scramble in the Bi-State Area. From fundraisers to leagues to instruction to an afternoon out on the links by yourself, or like me today with my father-in-law, my nephew, and my son, the Brook wants to win your business. I've personally played, like I played today, and hosted multiple golf scrambles there, and I can attest, Mike Surrey and his staff are the best. To book your tee time or to start organizing your next fundraising scramble, give them a call at 656-5600 or check them out online at oakbrookgc.com. All right, guys. So what's it like, Trey, to play for Coach Berge?
It's great because whenever you're down, he kind of somehow senses it and come talk to you. He always checks up on you every match, sees how you're doing, just to let you know if something's going on or what you need to do.
How has he helped you with your game?
There's very few things like short game has always. I didn't really have a great short game when I came in. I was kind of impulsive on what I thought. I thought I could big ego coming in as a freshman. Thought I could do a lot, but yeah, he's always been there for just wisdom and things like that. So
I think it's interesting asking golf coaches how much do you talk to the kids when they're on the course. I like asking coaches because their answers vary, but their answers are always kind of the same. So, coach.
So let me go back to my very first year, Sam Range, probably maybe my best golfer to date. I kind of came in on him. He qualified for state all 4 years. Mm. And I have to tell you a story. His dad called me one day and he says, hi, I'm Craig Range and I'm Sam's dad. I guess it'll be okay that he can practice on his own out at Anbrier. And I said, whoa, hold on here. I said, obviously you don't know my background. I said, I'm from a team background. I said, no, I don't. He can't practice on his own. Now, if I can get the team to be able to practice out there one day a week or something like that, that's fine. We'll do that. I had a buddy of mine. He taught at Waterloo, and he coached at Waterloo for years. He said, you need to make him your team captain. And I said, you know, that's a great idea. I wish I'd have came up with that. So I made him my team captain. He had to be there, you know, so it worked out really great. Well, Sam Range his senior year up at state tournament. I know I made it when Sam called me 4 times and asked me my opinion because he never would ask my opinion. And one of the things he did, he asked me an opinion on hole 4 up there at the golf course, and he stuck between these big, big pebbles. I don't know, but to get out of it, he's a left-handed golfer. The only way to get out of there because of the way the rocks were laid is he had to go to the left. And I said, he said, what do you think? And I said, I think you need to take an unplayable. And then I said, you can still par the hole. Coach, I can get out of there. Coach, I can get out of there. I said, Sam, it's your round. It's your senior year. You do what you want to do. And by God, if he didn't hit it 150 yards, his next shot was like 10 foot from the pin. He had a birdie putt. Now, he broke his six iron. We had to go get it repaired, but he made the shot. But when he started asking me my opinion, I knew I made it as far as, you know, getting through to him. So,
How often are the kids not asking you an opinion? That happens sometimes. They're I don't want to hear your opinion, coach. That happens sometimes, right?
Yeah, I really have not had that with any of my players. They know I care, you know, but bottom line, a lot of times as a coach, you have to know when to let them be themselves and let them go at it. You know, I can't, all I can do is suggest. Again, I repeat this every year, fairways, greens, and two putts. And that's pretty much my motto. That's why I can play pretty decent right now, because I just keep it in play. The older you get, the wiser you get.
Yeah.
So that's just how it is.
You still hitting it about 320?
we were just talking about this. Tiger Woods' son is hitting it 230 or something like that. On a good drive, I'm 210 now, but I don't really worry about it because I'm playing the white tees, you know, and just keeping them in. So.
Yeah, big team. My father-in-law got the benefit of the senior tees tonight, and that's why we defeated those young pups for sure. All right, what's the future of Jabot Golf? How are you guys looking for next year?
It'll depend on what Trey and I got another young man named Cohen Jackson. He's a sophomore, and I've got a couple other kids that are coming in that's already signed, and it's going to be. We're rebuilding. Anytime you go after from the year previous when I had five golfers who could play, and I, in my heart, feel if we'd have got the state tournament, that we would have won it. I really, truly feel it.
Last year.
I worked that Class A tournament for the last 5 years, 6 years. If I don't have anybody playing, I work. I've been blessed to they all ask if I want to, and I go up there every year. And I just know my kids, you know, I know how hard they work. The group that I had, not this past year, but the year previously, three of the families would vacation for 3 years in a row. They went to South Carolina and they played golf every single day. And all those kids never had any major lessons. They were all pretty much self-taught.
Wow.
The Bollinger kids and the Cruzy kid. And, you know, they do some, you know, they do like Dave Stice has a camp at Acorns, you know, every year. And Trey was part of that, I think, for a year or two. And yeah. His sister's coming in next year. So other than that, though, they didn't have any really formal training. So they just played.
Well, it sounds like you've built a good program there. Yeah. And you're attracting kids and you're supporting them. And you've got the wisdom.
I you know what? I just played Journey to Bethlehem, and I was one of the wise men. So I guess that was at First Baptist Church in Columbia. So I'm assuming that I'm a little bit more wiser than I used to be.
All right, Trey, before you get out of here, I'm going to ask you, what are you working on right now with your game? What are your goals for next year?
I'm working on a lot of strength. I'm just trying to hit the ball farther. It's really like a big thing because I'm not the strongest kid.
Have you ever thought about running up to it and just swinging as hard as you can? Is that good golf coaching, coach? What do you think?
I have my girls do the Happy Gilmore a few times.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Yeah.
So you're coaching the girls too.
I am the official coach, but my neighbor, Rex Hancock, lives next door to me, and he's kind of just the way I am. Pretty good guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
So he pretty much does the girls. But,
okay. But you're coaching them both.
I'm the head coach for both, yes.
What's the difference?
Difference between boys and girls?
Sure. On the course.
The big thing, well, the girls.
Coaching them.
I think coaching them. You have to laugh. You better have a sense of humor. I don't care if you're the golfer or the coach. You better have a sense of humor because you never know what you're going to see and stuff like that. So I think girls' feelings gets hurt a little bit more. I think I've seen them in tears a little bit more when they want to compete too, like the boys, and the boys is just boys are just a little bit better. It's taken a while to build a girls program.
I think I coach boys and girls, and I definitely see, you know, there are differences. I think it's easier sometimes to get the girls to buy into the team concept. But, you know, I think I've treated them all like athletes for since 1994. So
most of the girls, in my opinion, are more coachable. They're open, and what you say is the Bible. They really buy into it. You're exactly right on
sometimes.
That.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Steve Berhager and Trey Fabier of Jabot High School, guys, thanks so much for coming by. 1A Boys Golf Team of the Year, MESPY winners, presented by Oak Brook Golf Club. Appreciate your time, guys.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Okay, guest number two today, 8A Football Team and Player of the Year, O'Fallon Township High School Coach Byron Geddes in the house, and 8A Player of the Year, Chris Caldwell. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, dude. How's it going?
Welcome back.
All right. Good to see you again. Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Second time on the show, right?
Yes, sir.
You're making a habit out of it. All you got to do is keep being awesome.
Yeah, that's tough to do these days.
Do we got a deal?
We got a deal.
Did you have a good Christmas? Did you celebrate Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Kids have fun and everything.
How many kids you got?
Two boys.
Buy a lot of gifts? You go broke?
No, I ain't going
to. Take out financing?
Nah.
What was the best gift you got those kids?
Money, I guess.
Those kids want money?
Yes.
How about you, Chris? Good Christmas? Do you celebrate Christmas?
Yes. My best gift was probably some Crocs.
Kids are wearing Crocs still?
They got release dates now, so.
They do?
Yep.
Man, I'm so old. The stuff that I had is starting to come back in style again. Exactly. Maybe I should pull those back out of the drawer. But
as well.
All right, we're not here to talk about my footwear. We're here to talk about your awesome season. 6-4, second place in the conference, qualified for state. State didn't go the way you wanted to. You lost in the first round, but you still had a great year. How do you feel about your season?
Oh, man, good year. You know, I think our team just taking a step, you know, from the awesome spring we had. And then this new group of seniors and, you know, players just took a step. We took a good step in the right direction. Obviously, we didn't end the way we wanted to the season to end, but our players got better. And now they know they got a little taste of, you know, what it means to have, you know, that measure that, you know, on that target on your back and go out there and play. So,
because you're not going to sneak up on anybody anymore.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And, you know, like I said, in the spring, you know, or the summer, that's, you know, as a coach, that's what we want. You know, we want our team to be a team that, you know, is competing for a state championship every year and competing against the best teams in around the area in the state.
Well, you're playing Edwardsville every year. You're playing East St. Louis every year. So you are playing the best teams to get ready for a state run, hopefully next year.
Oh, yeah. We'll get a tough schedule again next year. I mean, this year we played a tough schedule, and I believe that's just going to make us that much better when you play a competition year in and year out and different styles and different players. And, you know, just up the stakes for our program, and that's where we want O'Fallon program to be at.
All right, let's talk to Chris. Chris, 8 touchdowns, 795 yards. And the question is, couldn't you get this kid 5 more yards to get to 800? Give him the rock one more time.
Yeah, too many tackles for loss. I'm joking.
Put that on him. Good for you.
Split carries.
Chris, how'd you feel about your year?
I thought it was a pretty good year. You know, coming back home, it was definitely a transition, but it was a fun transition. I enjoy playing with these guys. I enjoy playing for Coach Geddes and all the other coaching staff. Shout out to Coach Moran. Coach Moran was on me since day one, and these guys around me, they rallied around me, and I rallied around them, and I think we had a really good season.
Looking forward to next year?
Yes, sir.
What are you looking forward to next year?
I definitely see a lot of progression in all the players, so I definitely see us going far in the playoffs. I see us beating the teams we need to beat and going far as we can take us.
What's it like to coach this kid?
It's easy. You know, when you have a kid that has the desire and a passion to want to be, you know, better and get better every day, you know, you just tell him what he has to do. You know, now the little details and stuff, that's the fun part about coaching a kid that wants to be better, that you talk to him about the little details, whether it's the footwork or the vision or, you know, learning the defense, where to pick up blitzes from, you know. That's the fun part, you know. In high school football, when you get a kid that wants to be the best, That's the good part, you know. It's we have a couple of kids like that, and Chris is just one of them. And man, it's gonna be fun coaching them again this whole year.
Picking up the blitzes, making the blocks, running with it, catching it. What's he best at? I want to ask you, and then I'm gonna ask him what he likes to do the most. What's he best at?
I think his downhill running style, you know. Normally one person can't tackle him. I think he has good balance. I think that's probably his best. The next step for him is that breakaway speed, you know, when he wants to get an open field. Can he run away from defenders? I think that's the next step.
All right, let's hear from you. What's your strength?
I'll have to agree a little bit what he says because, you know, my balance has kept me going for a little while. I would stay off big hitters, like, you know, big guys off me, but honestly, I would like to say it's my vision, you know, being able to find the right hole, get behind those guys, stay patient.
Seeing the field.
Yes, sir.
Seeing the field. So how can you develop that breakaway speed?
I believe I'm progressing. I believe I'm getting better day by day. Every second, I'm taking step by step for me to get better and better.
Are you working on your speed?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to run track?
No, sir.
You're not a track runner?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, because some guys work on their speed by running track. Other guys don't work on their speed by running on track. Everybody's different. No other sports for you, just football, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's it like playing for Coach Gattis? We'll stay with you for a while.
It's been fun, you know, coming back home. He really encouraged me to come home. I really did love that he brought me in because now I can't get away from him. I can't get away from him, the guys. I enjoy being with them day by day.
He's an encouraging type. Is he a player's coach?
Definitely.
You consider yourself a player's coach?
Yes, I would say so.
Huh. What makes you a player's coach?
I think just being a player, understanding the grind, understanding the ins and outs of being a student athlete, you know, the ups and downs, the different families, you know, different backgrounds, and just understanding the whole picture. I get it. You know, some kids, especially high school kids, you know, some days they're going to be motivated to practice. Some days they're not. It may be because of things going on at home. It may be because of, you know, they just had a bad day with their girlfriend, flunked the test or something. I think me understanding and just being a student athlete and not, you know, not just coaching them just about football, but more so life in general. So I get it.
And what's your position at O'Fallon High School? We talked about this last time you were here. I thought it was interesting.
Wear many hats. Diversity coordinator.
That's what I thought. That was a title that stuck with me, and that you were meeting with every family that was new to the district and talking to them about what the district had to offer.
Yeah, I think, again, COVID kind of stopped that you know, that one-on-one meeting. But we're, you know, hopefully we're getting back to normal, as you know, where I can sit down and meet with a lot of the students and the parents when they come into the district. You know, I know with the football team, we definitely, and the football parents or anybody that's transferring in that's new to the district, we sit down and we talk about, you know, not just the football, but the school and the O'Fallon Township, just what we had to offer. So we always sit down to talk about that, you know, just to welcome the parents and families in.
Okay. I'm going to talk more about this season here in a second, but first I want to talk about Andy Callaway of Callaway Home Loans, because he saves me money every month now, and he'll save my family thousands in the long run. How? He refinanced my existing mortgage, and he can do the same for you. Rates are incredibly low, and you need to take advantage of an easy, fast, and affordable way to refinance. They do conventional FHA and VA loans, and ask for the MESP special. If you refinance with Andy, he will donate $100 to the Metro East High School, Junior High, or high school team of your choice. Refinance with Andy, he'll donate $100 to Chris Caldwell and the O'Fallon Panthers. He'll donate $100 to Aaron Toman and the O'Fallon Panthers girls tennis team or boys tennis team. He'll donate $100 to the Edwardsville High School boys and girls tennis team if you want to. It's your choice. Call Andy today at 618-830-3332. Save money and support your favorite team in the Metro East. All right, let's talk about the typical Coach Gattis coached football team. How do you want your team to be described? When people describe your team, how do you want them to describe them?
Hard work. Gonna outwork you, gonna play you tough, discipline. That's where I envision our team that's coached by our staff. You know, a team that's gonna get off the bus is gonna may not win the game, but you're gonna know you played a team that is gonna play you to the end of the game, no matter what the score is.
This is year number three for you there, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Are you where? Is the program where you thought it would be at this point?
Yes. I think O'Fallon has always had good teams, always had the kids. It's just getting back the mindset of a team that could compete with anybody, just getting that mindset changing the direction that now it's not just about winning games, but, you know, winning big games, you know, state championships. And that's a goal that, you know, a lot of coaches go in with, but I just believe that we have what it takes to get to that point. And I know it's not easy. You know, only one team win the state championship, but it's not always the most talented teams that win, you know. And I think what we have is a good foundation to put us in a place to compete for one.
All right, let's ask Mespe winner for 8A Player of the Year what you love about football. What do you love about football?
It's always been a gift, you know. It was started at an early age, you know. It always came easy to me. It was something simple for me. I learned it right away. I picked up fast, and I just fell in love with it ever since.
How old were you when you started playing?
Maybe I was 4 years old playing flag football.
No kidding. Always running back? Always?
I played a little bit of quarterback, but, yeah, I did like having the ball in my hands.
You like being a running back more than being a quarterback. Did you ever want to play quarterback? Because you've had good quarterbacks.
Yes.
So.
I think ever since I had the transition, I think I've really been enjoying it.
How about defense? Do you ever play? You don't ever play defense.
I could, but.
No defense. Yeah. A lot of high school kids play both sides of the ball, but you only have him playing offense. Is it because you want him to focus on the offensive side of the ball and be able to take the rock when you want him to and pick up the yards you need?
No, not really. I think...
Is he just a terrible tackler?
No.
What is it?
Not at all. I think where we at in our program, we have a good group of kids that, you know, we're fortunate enough that we don't have to play some of our best players both ways, you know. And I think, you know, if we ask Chris to play on the defense side, I think he'll do well, you know. So it's because he's a football player, you know. But whenever you have a group of kids that can play, you know, one way and be 100% as a running back, that's a plus for you, you know. So that's kind of where we at.
I think you have the numbers that you can take a supreme athlete like Chris Caldwell and you can say, look, just focus on running the ball. Whereas if you were at a maybe like a 3A school or a 4A school, he'd probably have to play some defense too. You probably wouldn't be able to resist.
Correct.
You know, but I think in 8A, you can specialize. Some kids play both sides, especially. How about your linemen? You got to have some linemen that are playing both sides, though.
We don't have not one
really?
Lineman play both ways.
No kidding.
No, we have 6-7 linemen, 8 maybe all offensive linemen.
Maybe I'm remembering incorrectly, but is it that way for most teams in our conference?
For the most part, mm-hmm. especially the top teams, but for the most part, I can't think of a lot of kids that play both ways up front. For the most part, even with West, you know, East, I think you have a couple of kids that in certain situations that are play.
I thought Chris Mueller at East played both.
He may have. I think he did. But, you have a couple of kids that, you know, I'm not going to sit our best D lineman and O lineman out, you know.
Yeah.
So I think in our conference, you have a couple of kids that go both ways. But for the most part, you know, a one-way kid, if you can have an O lineman that or D lineman that can only go one way and you get them 100% on that side of the ball and not have a drop-off on the other side, they'll probably play one way.
Okay, I'm going to talk to you about the style you play because you played pretty open O'Fallon's played pretty open. You've had quarterbacks. I feel like you've thrown the ball a fair amount of time, you know, for high school football. I want to talk about that more, and I want to talk about your goals for the future. But first, if you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Metro East on the Illinois or Missouri side, please give our partners at Keller Williams Marquee, Jeb and Ginger Blassingame, the chance to serve you. They have offices in Waterloo, O'Fallon, where our guests are from right now, and Edwardsville with more than 130 agents. The Blassingames are a family-owned business that has helped over 5,000 families find just the right home. The Lipes are one of those families. Jeb and Ginger sold our house quickly because they're experts at staging and pricing, and they helped us find the perfect home, and they can do the same for you. No wonder they're ranked in the top 10 real estate teams in North America. Give Jeb and Ginger Blassingame a call at 618-578-9276 or check them out online at blassinggamegroup.com. You will not be disappointed. All right, guys, what's the future? What's the future for you, Chris Caldwell? What are your goals next year and beyond?
My goals is take my team as far as it can go. I believe we can. I think we have a really good state championship caliber team, and I really do. I can take those guys far. And off season wise, you know, just praying for the best that someone pick up my Division I offer.
Do you consider yourself a leader?
Yes, sir.
Something you enjoy?
Yes, I enjoy leading by example.
Okay, so you're not a real vocal guy. You're not calling guys out in the weight room. You're just setting the tone by your presence.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I heard you mention at the tail end of that a Division I offer.
Yes, sir.
That's your goal. You want to play Division I football.
Yes, sir. It's always been a dream.
Any type of studies that you're most particular about, or right now you're just focused on the football and the studies will take care of themselves?
I hope one day I can be a lawyer too.
So really?
Like law.
All right. Sorry. There you go. I love hearing that. I love it when the kids say, you know, there is something that I'm interested in, and it's law. Well, you know, you can study almost anything and then get your law degree. Hopefully something that emphasizes reading and writing. So listen to you like English class?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Who's your English teacher?
Miss Krupp.
All right. You got to tell her that your goal is to be a lawyer, and she needs to help you. She needs to help you get your reading and writing at a level where that's going to be an easy thing for you to get done. I believe in you. I think you're going to do it. Coach, what are you working on right now as a program? What are you trying to improve in terms of Panther football?
This is my first offseason, you know, since I've been head coach at O'Fallon. I haven't had a full offseason. So I'm definitely getting bigger, stronger, faster by far.
You've never had the time to, like, build these guys in the weight room for a good offseason.
Right. You know, 2019, got in the spring late. Then after the season, you know, half of that, COVID hits. Then we didn't have an offseason with the last year's senior class.
Right.
And, you know, even with recruiting, didn't have an offseason. And this is probably our first full offseason since we've been here. And this will be the first time that the entire staff is returning as well. So
get everybody back.
Correct. And we got a solid class coming back too as well. This would be the freshmen. They were freshmen when I was hired. So these guys have been in the program now for 3, going on 4 years. And, you know, we got a good returning class. So I think just working on the little things, you know, we got a full year of film that we could, you know, go over and watch our teams try to stop us and, you know, the good things as well as the bad things that, you know, we struggle with and improve on those. I mean, I think that's going into our off season, just improving on the things that you struggle with and getting better, you know, at the things that you did well. And, you know, the number one thing for us is getting stronger. You know, front, we got to get stronger. Secondary, we got to, you know, get some athletes to, you know, start playing faster. And I think, you know, once we do that, you know, you build team chemistry that way during the off season. So
I would imagine designing that off season strength program is a lot of work.
Oh yeah.
A lot of organization.
It is. And you know, we do open gym, so it's not like, you know, this is just football. It's open to anyone to come in and work out with us, you know. So we have, you know, just general students coming in. So, and also with COVID, you know, numbers. You got to make sure we have the right amount of numbers.
Yeah.
You can't have too many kids in the weight room. So we mixing in yoga, you know, once a week. Flexibility, that's another thing, you know. Our linemen and some of our bigger guys got to be at a bend, you know. And so we mixing in yoga. And this is a community thing, you know. You know, we just ask if someone could come help us do yoga. And when our old lineman's mom is a yoga instructor, and she said she'd do it once a week, you know, maybe yeah. twice. So that's big, you know.
Yoga's no joke, man. My teams, I've been bringing in yoga people to stretch out my teams and build the – it's core strength and stretching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go up to a football kid and you go, hey, you're going to do yoga. It's like, oh, you're going to light candles and make me meditate. And it's like, that's not what this is about. This is about breathing and focusing your mind if you want to look at it that way. But if you don't, at the very least, it is deep stretching and core strength. And you look at all the injuries, and you talk to the PT people after the kid's hurt, it's like, why does his knee hurt? Well, because his hamstrings are tight,
mm-hmm.
you know? So you're doing all the stuff, all the stretches before you get hurt. It just makes sense. And I guarantee you, if you play in college, you're going to have yoga. You're going to have stretching. It's the best, correct. You know, and the stronger you get, you know, look at these guys in the league,
yeah.
you know, who's the wide receiver who just every single year he's got a hamstring for Houston, for the Texans.
Oh, okay.
The great wide receiver. I'm drawing a blank on his
Hopkins.
Name.
Hopkins.
No, not him.
Yeah, the Texans.
Was it Julio Jones or was it somebody else? It was somebody else. It just seems like they were just talking about every single year he's got a hamstring issue. And I thought, man, I wonder if the dude's doing yoga. Maybe he is. Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. All right. I can't wait to see you guys on the field next year. You know, I'm a Tiger. I'm rooting for my Tigers. But you guys beat them this year. So respect to the Panthers and congratulations. And how's the conference look next year?
I think it's going to be tough. I mean, the top team, East St. Louis, they lost a lot, but, you know,
they're East St. Louis.
They're East St. Louis. Yeah. You know, Edwardsville was young, lost a couple of guys, but they're right there. You know, I think we have a good group coming back.
Collinsville was good last year, but they're not in the conference anymore.
Correct.
West had a brand new coach last year.
Correct.
They're gonna get better. East is gonna improve.
East is right there.
Michael Harrison Jr. does a fantastic yes. job there at East, and he's got good players, and he's gonna coach those kids up. So I think the conference is gonna be competitive again next year, and I think you guys are gonna be right there at the end of it.
Right, and you never know what Alton, you know, they
right.
Coach Erickson stepped down, so you know who knows what coach will come in, change the systems. We don't know, you know. So I'll always have good athletes, good players. So they're going to be right there. I mean, Southwest Conference is going to be fun again. And, I mean.
What about your off-conference schedule next year? Do you know who's that going to be?
We have a tough one again. We played Normal Community, another top team.
You played CBC?
No, we don't. We played Troy Buchanan.
Okay.
You know, that's another school that went to the semifinals or quarterfinals right there in Missouri. Big school, got a D1 Mizzou commit. That's a starting defensive end, so they have some good players. They're coming to O'Fallon. We play them week two. Week three, we go to Chicago and play Wimbazi Valley. And then week nine, we have Cahokia, another small school, tough as nails. Coach Doc Gooden got those guys rolling down there. So it's a tough schedule. I mean, it's slim pickings, you know, and our team got to be ready to play it.
In football, it's kind of weird because – if you don't get 5 wins, you're not going to the playoffs.
Period.
But if you don't play good competition, you're not going to go anywhere at state. So you're like, you want to play good teams, but you got to win. Otherwise, you're not going to make the playoffs.
Right. And that's where we're at. And, you know, I talk to our coaches' staff. I talk to our coaches. Hey, administration, we want to play the tough teams. We got to win. We got to beat these teams. And, you know, if we want to compete for a state championship, that's what we got to do. And our players fully understand that.
And they're buying in.
Oh, yeah, no
doubt. You're getting the numbers, and you're getting the kids. You're getting kids like Chris Caldwell here that want to play and want to compete. All right, Chris, let's work on your college. Let's work on your college recruitment. This school gets you. What are they getting? If a school gets Chris Caldwell, what are they getting?
They're getting a very strong, faithful player. I believe everything comes from my faith, so – I believe I can do anything. So whatever they need me to do, I'm going to do it.
Let's hear from Coach. If they get Chris Caldwell, what are they getting?
Smart team player, hard worker. good character. You know, that's
he's a show up kid.
Oh yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Great character kid, kid that's gonna bring it every day, kid that's looking to get better every day. You know, and nowadays in college, I mean, that's the kids you want to recruit, and this kid got an opportunity to go and make a difference at the next level.
Good student.
Great student. That's an understatement.
You like school?
Yeah, I do.
Good for you. That's gonna get you farther. That's going to get you far, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Especially if you want to be a lawyer.
Yeah, totally.
We got a couple of lawyers that's been out, come out of O'Fallon program, so.
Yeah, a few.
Darius Mosley is a lawyer.
You know, I used to say, you better have a backup plan. Because I got three former students in the league right now. That is amazing. That's unheard of. But even those young men are going to be done with their NFL careers sooner than later. Even if you have a long career, you're going to be done when you're 32, 30, 28. Then what are you going to do? You got a whole life in front of you. So like Gail Sayers said, I started preparing for my life after football the first day I played football. I've told every kid, every good NFL, every kid who thinks he's going to play in the league, I said, you better take it like Gale Sayers and start thinking about your life because it's going to come fast. It's not like baseball where you play till you're 40.
40, right.
Some of these dudes these days, it seems like. All right, guys. 8A football team of the year. 8A football player of the year. O'Fallon Panthers. Chris Caldwell, thank you guys so much for coming to the show. Anything else you want to say about the team or the school or the community or Todd Moeller? Your enthusiastic AD who loves his school and his community.
Coach Moeller, awesome, awesome. You know what, a great school, man. Good school, great leadership with Coach Moeller as the athletic director, good sports programs, support for the community, parents. I mean, it's a good time to be a Panther, you know, and we're truly excited about, you know, what we have in the future, the things that administration has been, you know, talking about doing, not just for football, just in general for the school. You know, we got the boys basketball program is doing well. Girls.
Soccer, one state.
Yeah, soccer, one state. We got a lot of good things going on. The girls basketball team, wrestling, starting to pump up a little bit more. We got our band. They're playing in the Rose Bowl this weekend. So
baseball got to the finals.
Baseball. I mean, we have a lot of good things going on in O'Fallon. We just – you know, a lot of times we're competing against Edwardsville, and that's a you know, a good team, a good school, good community to compete against, and you know, we're having fun with it. You know,
and that makes it fun.
Yeah,
that's why we're here together. You know, all three of us, because you know, it we make each other better, and it's good. It's good competition. You need good competition, and I like all the teams in the Metro East.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. Especially the conference. I'm rooting for you guys. So, anyway, anything else from you before you get out of here?
No, thanks for having me.
So good to see you, and I'm rooting for you, man. All right. Thanks to guests Steve Berghager and Trey Fabier from Jabot. Thanks to Byron Geddes and Chris Caldwell from O'Fallon High School, and for partners Callaway Home Loans, Cassens Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Keller Williams Marquee, Jeb and Ginger Blasting Game, Integrity Spine and Joint Center, Oakbrook Golf Club, and Front Office Fiduciary Network. Our producers, Brian Kroc and Everett Hicks. Thank you for listening to the Metro East Sports Podcast, talking all things sports in the Metro East.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.